The warning and Solomon's first wrong step. The Lord particularly cautioned the one who might be anointed king not to multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. For a time Solomon heeded these warnings. His greatest desire was to live and rule in accordance with the statutes given at Sinai. His manner of conducting the affairs of the kingdom was in striking contrast with the customs of the nations of his time whose rulers trampled underfoot God's holy law. In seeking to strengthen his relations with the powerful kingdom south of Israel, Solomon ventured on forbidden ground. Satan knew the results that would attend obedience, and he sought to undermine Solomon's loyalty to principle and to cause him to separate from God. Solomon made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He took Pharaoh's daughter, and brought her into the city of David, RSV. From a human point of view, this marriage seemed to prove a blessing, for Solomon's heathen wife united with him in the worship of the true God. Furthermore, Solomon apparently strengthened his kingdom along the Mediterranean sea coast. But in forming an alliance with a heathen nation and sealing the compact by marriage with an idolatrous princess, Solomon rashly disregarded the provision God had made for maintaining the purity of his people. The hope that his Egyptian wife might be converted was a feeble excuse for the sin. For a time in his mercy, God overruled this terrible mistake, and the king, by a wise course, could have checked in a measure the evil forces that his imprudence had set in operation. But Solomon had begun to lose sight of the source of his power and glory. Self-confidence increased, and he reasoned that political and commercial alliances with surrounding nations would bring these nations to a knowledge of the true God. Often these alliances were sealed by marriages with heathen princesses. Solomon flattered himself that his wisdom and example would lead his wives to worship the true God and that the alliances would draw the nations into close touch with Israel. Vain hope. Solomon's mistake in regarding himself strong enough to resist the influence of heathen associates was fatal. The king's relations with heathen nations brought him renown, honor, and riches. The king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenteous as stone, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. Wealth came in Solomon's day to an increasingly large number of people, but the fine gold of character was marred.